Sisters! Witness! Come! Witness! The results of our work are at hand! He sleeps! He sleeps and he dreams of us! Witness! Our voices, he hears them! He hears our voices in his dreams, our parables of passion, our siren songs. He smothers himself in our spells, we bewitch him. See him want for our whispered words. See him twitch for our twisting tongues. He hears our voices. He hears us. He hears us and he lusts. Now he wakes. See how he rises. Watch him stand from his slumber. See him reach for us. Watch how he stretches to touch our voices. Share your voices with him, sisters. Give him your voices. For he dreams of us. He dreams and he lusts for us. Give him your whispers. Give him your sighs. Sing for him your seductive song. For despite how he tries, he can't escape our spells. He is caught, he is captive, compromised. Our sounds excite him, our spells arouse him, our words pleasure him. He lusts for the lick of our lips. Listen to his heart, hear it beating his blood, rushing it through him, filling him firm. So hard, so erect. His heart races as he dreams. He listens and he is captured. He listens and he is tangled. He struggles for escape. His heart beats for release from our spells. He has but one way free. One relief, one means to burst out. His heart beats with fury for it now. Listen to his heart heave. See how it makes him swell and surge for relief. See his desire for us? He aches to escape now. He lusts to flood himself free. Soon now, soon he will have it. Witness, sisters! Witness the moment he finds his release. Would you aid him as he struggles to escape? Would you aid him with more than just your voice? Would you give him more from your mouth than merely words? Sisters, tell! Tell how you would twist and twirl your tongues onto him. Captured now, tell how you would help him to escape.
I will tell.
Yes, sister. Tell how you would help him find his release.
I would grant him my throat that I captured him with, and use it now to free him. I would tease him with my tongue all along it. Underneath, at its tip, pressing firmly into its skin, feeling its pulse, feeling it grow harder, before I slowly slid it in to suck. Slowly and softly. I would take it into my mouth. Oh. Feeling it get harder. Oh, feeling it throb. Feeling it struggle. Feeling it throb and struggle for release. Freedom so close. But I would make it wait. Squeezing it. Feeling it pulse. Feeling it strain. Feeling it want. At last I felt it truly deserving of release, then I would accept it into my mouth again. Deep. To suck it with purpose. Oh, to grant it freedom. Oh, to take it in and out of my mouth. Running my tongue along its length, I would go faster, sucking harder, until I felt it tremble, until I was satisfied with his moans. I would feel it spasm on my tongue, as it burst free, burst its lust into my throat,
Now, sisters, witness! Witness our cauldron boil over within him. See our magic upon him made manifest in molten white. See what our voices stir in him. See what our spells boil inside. Our rising cauldron of lusting brew, our fire that we stalk and stoke higher and hotter. He hears our lips lick, our tongues tick, our words hot in his mouth like a candle's wick. Then with treat and with trick do we lure him, lusting lunatic, to satisfied sedation, sticky and slick. Now, yes, it is for us that he bursts. It is from our seductions that he escapes free. We do this to him, sisters. We capture him, then set him free. Oh, he is released now. But he so loves the thrill of what we do. He will return to us. Yes, he will return to our voices and let us capture him again.